is a dog. I haven't heard AJ from Baltimore. I want him to call in so I can get a real Kyle Wallace. My dog.
He'll get one out of me.
You my dog. Pat Murphy's got the crew rolling five in a row since the trade deadline. The best 60-game stretch in franchise history. 60 games. You got 44-16 is their record over that 60-game stretch.
When do we start talking about burgers being a possibility again?
I got to get to 7 or 8, I'd say. Got to get to 7 or 8. Taking care of business tonight. Quintana versus a good Spencer Strider. But the Braves are allergic to winning, so hopefully the Brewers continue to just show up and do what they do every day. Pat Murphy is wonderful. He's tough. He has high expectations, but he's also got that lovable side that everyone can relate to. Pulling out a pocket pancake during the middle of a game on a broadcast was unbelievable. Strofe, I know you had a computer die, so I'm not going to be asking for, oh, you're good? Sweet, you're back. Let's hear Pat Murphy on the broadcast.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a, actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious.
If you were the manager of the Brewers,
I wouldn't know if I'm eating some out of another person's pocket.
Of course, that's where your brain goes. What would you keep in your pockets?
I mean, that's easy for me. Limited menu for sure. But I have a protein bar. It would be on one pocket, maybe my left pocket. My right pocket, I probably alternate between carrot sticks and celery sticks.
What?
Yeah.
You can't just play
the Brewers
well, yeah.
dried
under
up
500.
No,
if their manager was eating celery and carrots.
No, they'd be defeated. They wouldn't win a game.
No, wait. It's lean
How
and mean.
Are they
you
supposed
got protein.
To look at you as a leader when you're eating celery and carrots.
A man of discipline. A man of discipline.
A man of no fun in his life.
Lean protein and you got high nutrient quality carrot sticks or celery sticks.
Do they have nutrients in it?
Yeah.
Celery is like water.
It's got nutrients, though. It sucks up nutrients from the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
So I believe.
Carrots and celery.
And protein bars.
And protein bar.
Yeah, you can make it. You can get a chocolate chip or cookie dough or something like
I
that.
I think the guys in the dugout would respect that.
No, the guys in the dugout say, this is weirdo. We're never going to win a game.
Strofe the Clown chimes in, 800-990-3776. Strofe would keep cotton candy in his pockets.
Strofe, you do look like cotton candy true. Guy. You do. You look like you love to grab it.
The stick with the cotton candy.
That's actually
a
pretty good one.
Stick. He's having on a stick.
At first I thought the bag, but yeah, I think it would be
stick.
The carnival stick, the paper stick,
oh,
the cone.
That one's good.
That was good.
What would you guys, KBN Nation, have in your pockets? Please don't say carrots or celery for your band.
Now, you know me, sometimes sports can get nerve-wracking, right? And whenever I get nervous, I like to munch on some things. One of the things I love to munch on is chips. Give me some Pringles. Give me some Pringles in my pocket because the way that they're formed, not just any chip, right? The way that they're formed in a pocket, even if, you know, I'm got a little badonkadonk on me. So even if they broke in the back, I can still grab a little piece and eat it. And then the other thing I would have is Oreos. And not just regular Oreos.
Oh, my god.
Double stuffed Oreos. I'm telling you, because when I'm nervous watching the pack.
And it's a great, it's the better Oreos.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
double stuffed Oreos.
Guys,
I'm
you're the manager
you.
Of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, not an 8-year-old child.
Hey, pancakes. What do you mean?
Peep this. When Sal Frelick, when he hits the home run, I'm going to go in my pocket. Hey, Sal, and flip it like a coin to him. Open your mouth.
You just pulled that just Oreo from your back pocket.
Like you're a hibachi chef.
Yeah,
nobody's
like,
eating that.
Bow. Four. Like a damn dolphin. So, yeah.
It's kind of a great idea because the Dodgers, Teoscar Hernandez, throws sunflower seeds on them. Could you imagine someone flipping you a snack
you
in the middle
of a game?
You're
going to open your mouth. You're going to try to open up
all
your
right,
mouth and get
a
snack.
Kind of hard to catch a double stuffed Oreo.
Okay,
They'll make it happen.
We got the Little League World Series going on. I see coaches, when the players reach first base, they're giving these 10-year-olds like gummy worms. So you're doing the same thing as the Little League.
It's incentivizing
it's a good point,
success.
Frank.
Well, that's what it is.
Port, clearly, it's working.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, for me, it'll be a Pringle type chip, those type chips, sour cream, of course, and then double stuff Oreos.
That's legitimately like what is being passed around like an elementary school cafeteria.
Well, Brad, don't judge, man.
As the selfless individual that I am, as we all know, I would go to each of the players on my roster. And I would figure out what their favorite snack or food is.
How big are your pockets?
He has a jacket
you have a cooler?
On.
No, I'm saying I'd have like a basket. And if somebody,
a basket.
You know how Ohio State has those stickers?
Yeah.
You do something good. You do something good for the Brewers. You get a snack. You get your I eat one of your favorite snacks, and you get one for a great defensive play or advancing the runner on no outs.
I legitimately think we couldn't get lower than celery sticks and carrots and somehow brushed it up.
Yeah, this is the equivalent to orange slices in a Capri Sun after a soccer game.
Even worse is that everybody basically has their own basket, like it's Halloween where you go and get somebody's candy, like you're trick-or-treating for doing well during the baseball game.
Yeah. I'll tell you what would be a banger. If they'd allow it. I think they would. Carbless in each pocket. Ooh, maybe a margarita on one side.
That's what Rob says in the 262.
Oh, Rob gets it. A margarita on one side. A
lot of beef jerky coming in, which I would say is
a
very
snack.
Wisconsin snack.
It
makes a lot of sense. So right now we have carrots and celery. We have Pringles and we have double stuffed Oreos.
That's so good.
It's very crummy though.
And we have cotton candy.
Oh, you with the cotton candy stick.
A lot of tummy aches with the cotton candy.
Kyle's going to be leaving the damn dugout during the game.
I ran out. Y'all got me too nervous. Right now, actually, the Brewers will have me feeling good. I'll be eating them just out of happy.
Would you need a whole rack? Whole rack Oreos?
I would have.
How many boxes?
Is that
would
the
you
phrasing
go
rack?
Sleeve?
I thought it was a roast sleeve. Yeah. Sleeve. I would have an Oreo guy. I would have a Pringles and Oreo guy. I would. He would be hot.
You'd have a guy?
Bat boy. Yeah, you'd have a bat boy, have a little intern. Hey, Oreo
I'm
boy,
nervous.
Come here. Yeah, you see this
spot.
The snap.
And we're in a tough spot.
That's
Oreo
what I do. Yeah, I would do that for
but
sure.
But Ben, I get that you're a manager of the people. But what would Ben Bruss need? What if the players came to you and said, "We want to help you, manager Ben"?
So my plain Jane is sourdough pretzel nibblers.
The heck is that
from Snyder's?
Okay,
they're the best.
Good.
They're the best.
I have no idea what that is.
And then
is.
Of course. For my sugar rush.
Don't you do it.
Nerd gummy.
Don't
just,
no, keep
no,
it away did, from them.
Dude, even hearing that from when I got sick on the, not actually sick, but like from when I got crazed on the sugar that I had on the show, even just thinking about nerd gummy clusters, my eyes start twitching.
Cody chimes in, pizza oven in the dugout. You get a slice.
Oh, Palermo's my gosh. No,
that's pretty awesome.
No, because here's the thing. I love Palermo's, but I don't want these guys eating too much. They
cheese curds and meat sticks. Well, this is for you, the manager. You don't have to take my advice and reward them with their favorite snack.
They're having dinner.
That is pretty heavy.
That's extremely heavy. Pat Murphy's gonna fall asleep. Oh, what happened? Yo.
Nah, he's locked. He's so locked.
If he eat too much food, he definitely gonna be knocked out sleep.
A lot of alcohol suggestions coming in. I don't think we want our managers getting...
It's Wisconsin, baby.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Not as the manager of the Brewers.
He was legal.
What's amazing about Pat Murphy is that if I were to pick two Brad Nortman, cheat meals, it would be a pancake and it would be a pizza. That's why, when I heard this, I was like, this can't be right. Because we know I love the pancakes at the kitchen at Potawatomi.
Oh,
and I love the pizza at Palermo's. And those are, my go-to treats. I'm like, this man is living my dream.
Oh,
he's managing
gosh.
The Brewers. And he is guilt-free eating the things that I love to eat when I don't have
winning tastes
sticks.
Good, doesn't it, Brad?
Oh, it tastes good, Ben.
Imagine if you had fried Oreos in your pocket. Can anybody imagine? That is Wisconsin right there, baby. Fried
Oreos. Well, we were just
Oreos.
At the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Where you get that. You
it
don't get it out
amazing.
Of your pocket in a dugout.
Well, you could if you're Pat Murphy. He can get whatever he wants in this
probably
great
true.
City.
It really was amazing how many things were fried at the State Fair. But right next to us at Lefts, there was the fried Snickers and Milky Way and Twixes. I didn't even think you could fry candy bars.
I should have tried to
there
fry
was a bug
Twix.
Sandwich.
Yeah, no, thank you.
What kind of bugs?
Strofe, what kind of bugs were those? I believe you sent us, I know you're going to do some research, as you're eating like you're a manager of
wow.
the Brewers, but you're the producer
you
of
got
a
me
show.
Hungry.
Are well, you serious?
Now hold on. This is Gen Z energy. Strofe is the first one to identify and call out someone eating on air.
That is
he's
very
done that
true.
To you, Kyle.
He does that
times.
A lot. He does, and I only eat on
you're
air.
You're still chewing. What are you eating?
Pizza.
Don't take another bite until we go to break, or I will
on.
Go back there.
I was told on Monday I'm the producer. I don't need to talk on the show.
That's That's a good comeback.
That was good.
It was.
That was good.
It was.
That's pretty sharp.
But if I run this up the ladder, how will they take it?
They also told me I'm the producer. I don't need to talk on the show. So I'm going to eat my lunch.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I am mad at it. For Gen Z, you know, for everything we say negative about them, I'll give them this. That
they
was
snappy.
That was good. That was good. Eat away. Eat away, producer boy. Eat away.
We just got schooled by the producer. Hey, look, you're not talking and you're still eating. You're a good producer. Oh, you're a good producer.
Now I want fried Oreos.
That's a personal problem.
I will say, ever since you said double stuffed, that sounds pretty good. I haven't had double stuffed Oreo in...
They're delicious. I bought my little cousin.
I had to stop myself from buying them because I would eat a whole rack.
Stop calling
it a rack.
It's a rack of Oreos.
My little cousin, when she had her friend over, baby girl bought them some Oreos, and I saw them downstairs, so I kept sneaking them. I said, hey, girls, what y'all doing? I'm going to grab some of these.
That's the most common.
I'll grab some of these. I literally ate half the rack.
2 minutes later, they're like, why are you back? Oh, I'm just checking on you.
Checking on y'all. You got some more of them Oreo double stuff. They good, ain't they? That's why I'm so chunky now.
You know who's transformed her life and is transforming homes every day? Gina Della from Pella.
Oh, Gina Della from Pella is going to transform your home. And you can experience just how they'll do so when you visit Pella's booth at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Fair. They're going to be there through August 10th. So you got a few more days to check out the Pella booth at the Expo Center there. Or at any time, you can go to the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. There you can see all the array of windows and doors, styles, color, craftsmanship, whatever it is, and they can customize it to you. Pella's got you covered to have had that long-awaited home remodel with doors and windows that you've been waiting to do for too long now. And now's the best time to do it because you get 0% interest for up to 5 years if you order by August 31st. That's into 2030. 2030, and you're still paying no interest. How can Pella do it in this economy? Only they know, but they're trying to give you those savings now. So visit them at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Fair, the Experience Center in Brookfield, or PellaWI.com.
I tell you what, every day I go to work, I'm blessed with the presence of Gina Della from Pella. 0 for 60 right in front of my face with Gina's smiling face letting you know what she can offer to you. Check them out at PellaWI.com. All right, I have the utmost confidence that this is going to be a phenomenal Hear Brad Out. I'm setting my expectations high next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the I was in life.
Long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Brad Nortman is going to depart after today for a procedure.
That's right.
Fix up those vocal cords.
Yep. If KBN Nation, if you've been loving hearing this raspy, deep voice of mine, enjoy it while it lasts. Because when I come back, it's going to be silky smooth. I actually don't know what I'm going to sound like, but it's going to be very interesting.
Do you think you're going to sound like a new person?
We're going to get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Why don't you brainstorm on that one, Mr. Strofe? Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you across ESPN Wisconsin. It's around 3:15. Usually 3:20 when we do this. But it's time to hear Brad out.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
Aw, that cute. The last
that.
One for
They're
going
to miss me. They're all trying to incorporate a little hear Brad out. Now, a lot of life's mysteries have been solved, have they not? You know, you've got all these things where the thing
not at all.
Already off to a horrible start.
Well, there is one life's mystery that I still haven't cracked the code in, but I'm going to crack the code right now in it. Speed limits. When it comes to speed limits, you see the sign there with the one number, right? But nobody really knows what is, quote, breaking the law, right? Because as everyone else goes down the road, if everyone's going 75, well, everybody should be pulled over. Everyone's breaking the law. There's confusion in the speed limit, right?
You have my attention.
And how strange is it that we just post one number? It's just not possible. It's not practical. So I've come up with a new concept to solve speed limits. I call it speed ranges. Now, a speed range is exactly how it sounds. Everybody on the road is expected to drive within the speed range. Now, for instance, on 94 that I travel every day, speed limit 70. Crazy, right? Is 75 speeding? Is 82? Is 85? What about going 64? So I recommend speed ranges. The speed range for a going 70, for instance, on 94 would be 67 to 82. That's a 15 mile an hour window that everybody can appreciate and accept on the road. Now, you get a ticket if you go in 83. It's cut and dry. The speed range, it ends at 82. So if you're going 80, you are bona fide safe. Because when I'm driving 80 right now, am I speeding? Am I not? Is this acceptable?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you're speeding.
But like, it's
you're going 71. You're speeding.
Exactly. But I almost never get pulled over for 80. So like, is it?
Really? You don't get pulled over for 10 over. It must be nice.
I don't.
I hope all the cops out there that are monitoring I-94 are listening.
Black BMW at 5 o'clock heading west.
Dang! Now that's a hater move.
That's my business out there. That is a hater move.
Your biggest op is to your right.
Okay, so anyway, I'm driving about 72 on the way home today. So, but there is a great...
Speeding!
Again, the craziness of speed limits that going 72 is what I would deem going slow, but technically still speeding. Not with speed ranges. I know that I'm comfortably driving, heart rate and anxiety low if I'm within the speed range. If you're over, hey, you got no excuse. But if you're also under, if you go less than 67, that is also not a ticket. But you have the opportunity to get pulled over because something might be wrong if you're going that slow. Speed ranges, no more speed limits. We're going to get rid of the gray area of the speed limit of what's speeding and what's not, and we're going to put it firmly within a speed range.
Wow. Hey, Brad, listen, I'm right there with you. Because I'm one who, I go with the flow of traffic. Yeah. Or if people are going too slow, because to me, 78... You never get pulled over. But I would like to know.
But you're technically speeding.
But I'm technically speeding. I would like to know exactly how far can I push the limits. Now, you could just put a sign that's at 80 miles per hour. And then after that, it's like, hey, you go 80, it's cut. But I like the range. I hate the 67 miles per hour. Why would you go below 70? That's the worst.
Just because if someone wants to go.
You should get a ticket for going slow in the left lane. That should be the ticket.
Yeah, that would be a part of it for sure. If you go below 67 in the
wrong
lane,
pull them over.
Why not speed ranges per lane?
That's too confusing.
That's too much.
Too confusing. That's too much kind of reading and driving. But I love the idea because now you have no excuses. Like, yeah, you know where I was going, 83. I tried to push it. You got me.
I know the ceiling.
You got me. Yep. Yeah, this is great. I would love to know how fast can I go? 70 to 82, boop, voila, good to go. In Milwaukee, I mean, Brad, it goes from 70 to 55. That's
just
frustrating.
Like that.
That's frustrating, right? And so you're trying to figure out how fast can I really go in Milwaukee, baby? It's 55 to 80. I would love to know.
We need clarity on this.
Hey, Ben, why'd you get in a car accident? Sorry, I was trying to figure out which lane I was in and how fast I was allowed to go. I was distracted.
Thanks to my Zimbrick Mercedes off the Beltline at Rimrock Road in Madison, I have a digital dash that shows me the speed limit.
Must be nice.
Yeah, when I drive by it.
Would it be able to tell which lane you're in?
It would. The speed range?
Yeah,
100.
It would,
yeah. He's never been in a nice car.
That's true.
Because let me tell you,
lane assist.
I just can't see my digital dash in front of me.
Brother, when I got into my mama's Mercedes-Benz like yours, it drives itself.
Remarkable.
It is. It literally drives itself. Sometimes I tell them, hey, I didn't want to switch lanes yet, but it's crazy.
So you're on to something.
Yes.
Your numbers make no sense at all.
I want a 15-mile-an-hour buffer.
Then go 65 to 80.
I want to go faster than 80.
Why 67?
Regardless of you wanting to go 82, it sounds like that's your speed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 80 to 82. Yeah,
I'm 79 to 81.
Okay, that's 9 to 11 and
10 to 12.
10 to 12 miles over the speed limit.
You get pulled over for that. They literally write tickets for 11 to 15 is a ticket.
The root of this that we need to go back to is Brad started this with one of the world's mysteries. I don't think the word limit could be any clearer than it is. That's the maximum you're supposed to go.
But the mystery is that's not the case. It's not enforced. Like, 70 is the speed limit.
So that's a knock on the police departments and the state patrol. That's not a knock on
the on the Carbus talking text line, Ryan chimes in. Speeding tickets are how municipalities... Strophe.
You hit it. You got it right.
I just struggled. Municipalities make money. They will never have a speed range.
So they like the cryptic.
Yes.
They like to, you know what? We're below budget. We better clip some people.
Yeah, it depends on how they feel sometimes, too. I don't know if you heard about that one woman, but...
I don't know.
That wasn't specific at all.
That's a greater mystery than speed limits. Who that one woman is.
I'll tell y'all off air while she
writes. There's 3.5 billion women in the world.
I'm just saying, anyway.
But this one.
What percent of drivers do you think exceed the speed limit? 98? 95?
90 to 95%.
Yeah. So that's what's crazy about speed limits.
Because even when
limits.
I'm frustrated in like a 35, they're going 36, 37. I just want to be going 42.
Have you ever drove the speed limit? It feels crazy. It's a very strange feeling. Like it feels like you're going at a snail's pace.
I don't like the speed limit, Brad.
But Strove, you drive the speed limit, right?
No.
Yes.
He's a slow driver and he doesn't drive the speed limit.
Not, I go a little above the speed limit, but not
1 to 2 miles.
Like if
per
it's
hour.
70, I'm probably going like 76.
You okay. said 72 on a poll with Jim, Matt, and Molly when you used to work there, or Rutledge and Hamilton.
I've got a little bit more rage in my soul these days.
Oh, wow.
I don't want you going 76 in a 70.
Throw on some rock music.
There's nothing worse than driving with someone who drives slow.
But there's nothing better.
So here's what actually happened.
A banger of a song.
Healthy bullying happened. I just started driving faster.
Good for
my
you.
My girlfriend can't handle it.
Oh, so you're
good
not the man
you.
Of the house either.
She's shaping you a little bit.
I don't believe in the man of the house. Gender roles are dead.
Gen Z.
Wow.
My response to that is I'm cool with it just as long as people understand that garbage, that grass, the car, all that stuff, they're dead. Get your ass underneath that car and fix that oil.
What I've learned, Kyle, is gender roles become convenient whenever they want to use them.
That's 100% true.
My lady loved it. When I say they, I mean specifically somebody that I might be marrying in 16 days.
Yeah. She loved to tell me, I'll cut the grass. All right, we'll cut the grass. Get along. What you mean, how? I'm tired. I'm just playing, baby. You stay in the house. You stay in the house. You're an angel. My princess.
Mwah. Cut the grass.
Oh, that's good.
My angel, my princess. Way to dig out of that one, Kyle.
She is. She's my
precious
angel.
I can't wait for you to walk through the door today.
Oh, she's going to be fine. She know I love her.
The grass is going to be cut, isn't it?
No. She's not allowed to do that.
She's not allowed.
Allowed?
What does that mean?
And the whole
She's not allowed
to have any responsibilities outside the framework of the home?
Real talk. I did.
Real talk.
Being very honest. I tried to give her a responsibility of picking some weeds. Her sister came to town. And her sister said, "You want me to do anything? Can you pick them weeds for me?" And had her sister pick the weeds.
That's kind of smart, though. Baby girl.
Listen, my sister.
How old is the sister?
Is younger than her. It's a little sister. They're not too far apart. They're Irish twins. But yeah, listen.
Oh, no. So she's like, not like a.
No.
College kid.
No. They're 18 months apart. I'm like, hey, you know what? Baby, I know what it is. I don't want my baby. If you don't want to have to do
that's wild.
If you don't want
to
have
to. She actually said, go pick the weeds.
She asked her to pick the weeds.
Amazing.
She did a wonderful job. I mean, it took months, but it's a wonderful job. And so, you know, my baby don't like doing outside work, and that's okay.
That's where the man of the house steps in.
Exactly. She's an inside gal.
House cat.
Okay.
There's barn cats and there's house cats.
Well, don't you call my woman a cat? She's
that's a
woman.
Compliment.
She ain't one of these kids that go to school who need a water bowl inside the classroom or a litter box in the bathroom.
I'm going to talk to you about Road America, America's National Park of Speed. Get out of your house this summer and go to Road America, located conveniently between Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison. Come see a race of the legendary 14-turn, 4-plus-mile road course where you can camp on site all weekend. Kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult at the gate. The concession stands are amazing and the bathrooms are clean. GT World Challenge America is up next on August 15th through the 17th.
Come for the experience, stay for the race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com.
You're done?
I'm done.
I can't believe she delegated the weeds.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to do
that.
That's
your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If she delegated the weeds.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
That is a outlandish statement from you, Brad.
She's a house cat. It's
a disrespect. Dude, you're having vocal cord surgery. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're becoming a jerk. You made people drive all the way from Madison to a restaurant.
It's not
No. You're becoming a jerk, okay? You took shots at Strofe to start the show, and then you made folks drive all the way from Madison to Oconomowoc, 5 minutes away from your house, only for them not to be able to eat dinner, and you already ate dinner, and now you're calling my woman a damn feline.
Would it help if
she delegated the weeds?
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat. It's disrespectful.
Lexi's a house cat.
Okay.
You want to go home? Good luck.
You got a pregnant wife.
Yeah,
Strofe.
Yeah, she's got a litter on the way.
I say we don't call our significant others house cats. What do you think about that? Want to make a handshake deal on that one?
Be a wise choice.
Yeah. Wait. You either be a house cat or a barn cat.
I say you shut up and get vocal cord surgery.
Barn cats, the outdoor animals. They're sort of feral. They go in and out.
Did you just call my woman feral?
If she's not a house cat, she's a barn cat.
She's feral?
Hey, them outside cats, they go outside, they come back pregnant with kittens.
You would much rather have a house cat.
That's
my humble
opinion.
Okay,
now we're actually talking about cats, and it's time to go to what Brad Nortman's going to sound like after surgery. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Brad Nortman is getting vocal cord surgery. Approximately how long will you be out?
I am out starting tomorrow. I'm back the 25th, so a little less than 2.5 weeks.
So,
and it includes 5 days of silence.
In a perfect world, KBN Nation, what would Brad's best voice be after vocal cord surgery, and what would his worst voice be? Do you have answers for yourself, Bradley Norman?
I do. I do have answers. Now, I think the best voice would be, you guys know Chris Hemsworth, Thor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that deep Australian accent. Yeah, all the girls love the Lexi loves the Australian accent, right? You sound tougher.
Loves the Australian accent?
Yeah, well, I said
you practice it on her?
Well, I said all the girls love it, but I'm like, well, I don't care about all the girls. I care about Lexi. But she'd love the Australian accent. So that would be, like, ideal. Like, if I could say, Doc, when you go down there, if you could flip a couple switches, pull a couple levers, make me sound like Chris Hemsworth, I'll throw you a little tip on top of what I'm paying for the surgery. That would be wonderful. And worst case scenario would be Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken's got a weird cadence with his voice. I feel like my radio career would suffer if I talked like Christopher Walken. Great actor. But he's got a certain, if something happened with my vocal cord cadence that it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. So spare me from that, Doc.
Brad Nortman getting vocal cord surgery, the best voice he could have coming out of surgery and the worst voice possible he could have coming out of surgery. It's easy for me. If you sounded like James Earl Jones out of surgery,
that'd be good.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You would be
Darth Vader, Mufasa.
You'd be a real man finally.
See, that's too much. That's not a good radio show voice.
Could you imagine me with his voice?
No, yeah. That's why I'd love it.
Nah, and that'd be too much. You know what you want to look for? You want something sexy. You just talked about him for. You want somebody that all the ladies love. Usher Raymond. Y'all know who Usher is. Usher is Usher, baby. He has this smooth voice that, listen, we got Maddie Hayes 24 back there.
Madison Hayes 24.
If you hear Usher, if Brad had an Usher Raymond voice every time, you start sweating. You start fanning yourself. Had to bring out the fans. Hey, what up, KBN Nation? Ooh, you know who has a really good voice? Telly Hughes as well. Oh, my gosh. Telly Hughes.
You just go from Usher, who played a halftime show, to Telly Hughes.
Because he's another one that has a good voice. It make you get hot and heavy. Usher, not Telly. I know Telly.
The demographic of KBN would change.
We have a lot of women.
Kyle, just real quick, isn't there like a fundamental difference between Usher and Brad?
Black, yes, black. But you know, there's some white boys that got some black voices. They surprise you. They'd be surprised.
Vice versa.
Chet Hanks, Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, true.
He's got a voice.
You close your eyes, you'd be like, "Oh, who was that brother talking?" You open your eyes. Wait a minute. That don't match.
Have you got Tom Hanks? Hold on. Have you ever Googled Chet Hanks?
No.
When you go home tonight, go on YouTube, look up Chet Hanks,
and then a voice you don't want. Anybody here always watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
One of the greatest shows of all time.
So, Charlie Day from that show. Scratching and clawing! So, you don't want to have that high.
I have Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If I can,
my honorable mention is if you came back sounding like Jesse Nelson.
Oh.
That would be awful.
There's only one Jesse Nelson. There's only room for one Jesse Nelson on this earth.
Do you remember what your voice actually sounded like?
Not really. It's been a while. It's probably been like eight months. It was right around January where it really took a turn.
When I hear promos with your old voice, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's so different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss the raspiness?
A little bit. There's sort of like a masculinity that is permeating through my voice right now. Some rugged.
They're going to cut out your masculinity. That's permeating through your voice.
It's not. What is it? It's grittiness, maybe?
No, I'm saying it might be permeating through your voice, but not through actions.
Oh, Yeah. That's just the polyps talking. That's not actually me talking.
What if your voice comes back a little bit higher?
It will be higher. But what if it's higher than before?
Yeah.
Brett like from Buck and Honeys wants you to sound like Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery. These guys, see, all these guys have like either super smooth or super deep voices.
Hold on. That's why I'm wondering. Can you run back to Sean Connery? Do it again.
Sean Connery. Name's Bond. James Bond.
Brett, did you hurt your voice trying to sing?
I don't think so. I don't know
I think his body rejected his singing voice and said, you know what, we got to get him to fix this.
The only way to do this is to
what if
take
you could come
him.
Back and sing?
Boy, wow. That would be crazy.
I come back the best voice on KBN.
Turn it up on a Friday.
I'll be singing. I'll be alongside Strophe's choruses on his Friday songs.
Couple submissions here on the Carveless Talking Text Line for the worst voice that Brad can come back from vocal surgery with is Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's a rough one.
Morgan Freeman would be a great one from Mark in Algonquin.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's beautiful voice. David Attenborough?
Don't know
Planet
who that
Earth
is.
Guy?
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yes, Alex Strofe.
Brad, I'd just like you to give a quick shout at the Bank 5-9, if you wouldn't mind. Just make it quick.
Hey, my friends at Bank 5-9, I love them. They're making lives better,
okay, that's good.
And they are the best bank there is.
All right, here's Brad last April giving a shout at the Bank 5-9.
To where can I put my money in a safe place?
That is a different person.
Also, I can earn a little bit too because let's be honest.
That's not Brad.
No, that's not Brad.
That's not Brad.
That's last April 26th of 2024.
That's not Brad.
Wait.
That's not Brad.
Wait. Can you? I need to hear me. Can you cut
me right now
from like a minute ago and play those next one? That was crazy.
You're me from 20 seconds ago.
It's Friday. You're probably driving home from work at this point. You have earned all week that paycheck. It's time that money earns a little bit for you.
You didn't AI that, did you?
No, that's real. That's April 26th.
You promise on your life.
Promise on my life.
Are you
April 26th.
Are you sure?
I'm staring at it.
Brad, are you sure you want to have surgery?
Are you saying my normal voice is worse?
You sound like a child.
Yeah. I do sound like a kid.
Oh my gosh. Does Lexi like this voice better than that voice? You got to ask her.
She hasn't.
Since his vocal, I mean, you guys.
I will say,
a child
came
on the way.
So here is Brad one more time.
The baby.
Here is Brad talking about Bank 5-9 from yesterday.
Stage where they are making the lives of fairgoers even better.
Yeah,
it's a completely different person.
Play the old. I can't get over this.
You and Bank 5-9 can help you out with this great offer that they have with opening up.
Did you hit puberty
account today? You can get rates as high as 5.3%.
I don't want you to have the
That's
surgery.
Crazy.
Yeah, call the surgery.
Dude, I might have to pull the plug on this thing.
They also have great CD rates, too. And you can get this all by working with a great,
I sound like a 13-year-old
true
boy.
Local community bank. They put
strong local community
that
bank.
Is something.
Wow.
That is bananas.
You didn't realize how high your voice was.
I will say, so we've got like some friends that we hang out with, obviously. And
cool.
And one of the girls who's like married to one of my good friends, she's like, I'm gonna kinda miss this voice. She's like, it's raspy, it's cool. I'm wondering if I'm making a huge mistake.
Square Brad becomes more square.
Yeah, no. It's the last thing I need.
Goodness gracious. I am in shock. Strofe, great find.
Great find, Strofe.
Oh.
Dude, I'm sweating.
That's crazy. Brad, like, I'd be freaking out if I was
a little
you.
Bit. I'm a little concerned now.
Well, I mean,
Doc, take him out, but don't go. Don't take him too much out.
Maybe can you leave just a little piece?
Yeah,
little nugget
down there. Wow. Make the lives better of their customers, like you could be.
Say that line. Make the lives better. I don't know what you said.
Make the lives better of their customers, like you would be. 5-9. It's just another way that Bank 5-9 is making lives better. They make
that's
lives
so
better
high.
The community around them. They make the lives better of their customers, like you could be. Wow.
Mind blown.
I'm gonna miss you, Brad.
Yeah, guys, I'm gonna miss you too. This version of me will not exist after
Bradley's
tomorrow.
Coming back. That's Bradley.
Hi, I'm Chad Nortman.
Basically.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh man.
Wow. Wisconsin sports fans, come to our wonderful. I'm sorry, I cannot get over this.
It's crazy.
I'd be in shock if I were you.
I'm in shock.
Dude, are you sure you just didn't hit puberty really late?
I think
or
so.
Or just are you smoking a pack behind our back?
I mean, the video camera down to my vocal cords show, but the question is, am I better with the polyps than I'm without?
Well, you've obviously naturally gotten better at doing this.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, the clip we just heard from was 14 months ago.
Yeah.
That was a little clunky, 18 months ago.
All right. I can do this now.
I don't know how to do math. 16 months.
It's almost that time 14. Of the year again. Football season around the corner. 16. August 20th. That is the date. That is very important. August 20th. The fantasy football draft is back as ESPN Wisconsin takes over Pottawatomie Sportsbook for another exclusive event. Call now to join the Kyle Bruston Nortman League and go head-to-head with us. We're talking free food, great prizes, and a full VIP experience for fans 21 years and older. Let's go with caller number 12. Caller 12 for the 12-team
league. For Aaron Rodgers. Oh.
Yeah. Well, for old Aaron, too, sure. Caller 12 will be the winner and have a spot in our Kyle Bruston Nortman League. The phone number, 800-990-3776. Again, at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, food, prizes, VIP experience. It's going to be amazing to be there on August 20th. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. More Kyle Bruston Nortman next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pack Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
all
when
right,
I'm sizing
damn,
up my
do
ring,
the Pack Arena
doing,
right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I am still having a hard time getting over Brad.
I can't believe
Lee.
No,
Brad. I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, this is Brad. We're going back to Brad Lee.
I want Bradley back. I want the guy.
You want Bradley back?
I want the nice guy. The humble guy.
What have I been?
Well, today you've been just a wrecking ball.
A wrecking
crushing
ball.
Everybody. You're like, you know.
Calling baby girl a house cat is a compliment.
No, the hell it's not. She's a human being.
But there are house cats and there are barn cats.
Dude, I'm going to tell you
what
one
are you,
Kyle? I'm going to tell you one
you're
last
one of the two.
At least you didn't call your girlfriend feral.
That's
a characteristic of a barn cat.
Listen, that's disrespect. That's very disrespect. Because when I think of feral, I think of somebody who's a woman for the streets.
I mean, they could have a little bit more of a wild side, for sure.
Dang.
What are you doing right now?
What do you know about his girl that he don't know?
Yeah.
Agreed. Is your girl a barn cat?
That's what you called her.
No, I don't know
and then
if
you,
she is
or not. And then you followed
you
that up with...
You called her a barn cat.
You called her a barn cat and then followed up with, they're more feral.
Well, no, you know more about barn cats than I do.
What are you trying to say?
What the hell are you trying to say?
Strofe is for the streets right there with his
woman.
But
wait, I'm not the one that called her a barn cat. You wouldn't know if she's a barn cat or a house cat.
Unless what? I'm missing something, I'm pretty sure you called her a barn cat.
I'm pretty sure you just called her a barn cat.
How about we stop calling human beings cats? and we just stay positive for the last hour of the show. We listen, everybody's female in their life, woman in their life, loves you the most. Okay? Let's keep it that way.
I just think there's two categories. Wait, what are you? You're a house cat.
I'm an alpha male.
No, you're not. You're a house cat.
I'm an alpha male.
Maybe you're a house dog.
Sometimes alpha males have to take a step back, but I'm the leader in the household.
I'm definitely the dog that rolls over on its tummy.
Yeah, me too.
Getting rubbed and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to be rubbed.
Throw a ball, Strofe and I will go chase it. I'll come back smiling, say, hey, throw it again.
Please, do it again.
Please, no.
Yes, you too.
Lick. What are you?
Lick? What am I?
Yeah, what are you?
Oh, I'm definitely the golden retriever, dog. Probably a house cat. No, not a barn cat.
How good of a home do a golden retriever and a house cat make?
Boring.
No, that's a beautiful household. Yeah. That's a beautiful household.
They only eat the best pet food.
I mean, that's the kind of household.
Notice how Brad's out here calling women feral, and he's out here self-describing himself as a golden retriever.
Yeah, I mean, I just call it like I see it, you know?
You definitely need to get the surgery. You need 2 weeks off.
No. Especially after this commentary, I could maybe need a little bit of, you know, time from Lexi, because I'm not sure she'll be super fond of the house cat, barn cat conversation.
Lexi, well, I tried to say.
You're going to have plenty of time to tune into Behind the Bucks, a podcast on the Bucks Plus audio network presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary. Hear about the true origins of Bucks and Six, a culture and tons more. New and always find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. So what I do want to revisit is, as the Cubs win today, you know, in two minutes, we have a short 2 minute break. And
nobody said anything.
Oh, you made a face. You made a face, and I don't like your feral face.
He's in the middle of a sentence. He goes, "Well, hold on."
Feral isn't bad, by the way.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Feral means like active.
Give it up.
It means you're out there doing. You're in the wild. You enjoy the wild.
That's what you called his lady.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Feral definition: in a wild state, especially after escape from captivity.
Okay, the captivity part's a little bit graphic, but it goes to show that she likes to have a good time. She likes to go out there and globetrot with you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to punch you in the vocal cords.
Oh, wow.
It's not a bad feral.
He said your woman was globetrotting all around Milwaukee before you got down.
That's crazy,
bro.
If anything, the house cats look out the window and say, man, what a life that would be.
I'm glad my woman's a house cat.
I want
her looking out the window.
I want to know this from you right now before we go to a 2 minute break. How do you think this whole house cat, feral cat thing has gone for you?
I think it's went lovely. I think we've all learned a thing or two. I don't regret it.
I'm with Ben. You need some time away, buddy.
You need these 2 weeks.
You've lost it.
Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison. Corey and Wally in Beaver Dam.
Say goodbye to Beaver Dam and Madison, Brad.
Bye, Beaver Dam and Madison. Hopefully, I don't know how I'll sound coming back, so tune in a couple weeks for a surprise.
Catch us on 94.5 and on YouTube in 2 minutes.